Good morning. My guest this morning is Karen Pierce Gonzalez from
Folkhart Press.
Okay, that's a good way to.
Good morning, Roland.
What I was going to say is from the 4th annual Mystery Writers in the Mausoleum.
Ooh.
Well, explain that.
Yes, the Mystery Writers in the Mausoleum is an annual event held inside Santa Rosa Memorial Park's 100-plus-year-old mausoleum, still without electricity. It is a literary event about featuring local writers who will be reading their original suspense and mystery stories and excerpts from novels.
Can you see this mausoleum from the road as you're going down Franklin?
Yes, you can. You can. You can. You can just see the front of it. It is locked 24/7. It's only opened for events like this.
Right.
And there's no electricity. There's no heat. Imagine a 100-plus-year-old alabaster marble from Alaska brought in. And it's just, it's an exquisite location.
Wow. Karen, whose idea was this in the first place?
Well, it was actually my idea.
Excellent. I hoped it would be.
Yes, exactly. You know, I'm the publisher of Folkhart Press. It's a small, folkloric-oriented boutique publishing company, and we collaborate with Santa Rosa Memorial Park. It's our way of inviting people to the Memorial Park without it being the traditional Halloween cemetery walk or who's buried here kind of event. This is intended to bring the literary community together with those who love being told stories.
While you mention it, who is buried there?
Who is buried there? Well, one of the residents inside the mausoleum itself is Lieutenant Colonel Armstrong from Armstrong Woods.
Wow.
I mean, and people will have opportunities. It's, once again, it's all by candlelight and by kerosene light to look at the mausoleum front plaques and see who else is there.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very rich location.
What a wonderful idea. How big a crowd can you accommodate at this event?
We usually have about 40 people, and every year it grows.
Right.
We get more and more people. The junior college, for example, uses it as an opportunity for their English class students to come and get extra credit by attending and writing about it. But it grows every year because the writers bring in also their audiences.
Right.
We have 9 writers this year, and one has turned her scary story into a song.
Oh.
That she's going to sing.
Uh-huh.
So we have dramatic readings as well as literary readings and now songs and ghost stories.
Do you know of any other events like this elsewhere?
No, none that I'm aware of in this location, which is why we do it every year. And I mean, at this point, people have been asking us, when is it going to happen before we even put it together?
And this is the 4th annual.
The 4th annual.
I noticed that among the distinguished guests is our own David Templeton.
Absolutely. David and I go back to maybe 20, 25 years ago when we worked for the newspaper together. So he will be sharing an excerpt from his latest novella. We have Robbie Bryant from the Redwood Writers. We have John Lynch, who writes incredibly Edgar Allan Poe-ish short stories.
Ooh.
I mean, it is a cavalcade of great story writers.
What else do you do in your capacity?
In my capacity, you mean through Folkhart Press?
Yeah.
Or through Folkhart Press, I produce e-books and paperback books that are basically folklore related. So family folk tales, people's personal journeys, anything in the world of folklore that expresses the folk spirit. And folklore is the street face of mythology.
That's really an admirable statement. I like that a lot.
I worked on it, Roland.
I think you're totally right. I think you're totally right. Karen, thanks once again for coming in.
Thank you, Roland.
And I hope you have great success. I can't imagine how you would have anything but great success.
It is great and eerie, and we hope people come out to be spooked in a nice kind of way.
Right. Come to a mausoleum. That is great. Now, remember out there, this one is going to have more people at it than the others, so get your tickets. It's 7 p.m. Thursday the 27th at 1900 Franklin Avenue in Santa Rosa.
And it's free, so first come, first serve
for the best seats.
Okay. And bring a blanket because it gets chilly without electricity.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Absolutely.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.